This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as the Pentagon has announced it's planning a rapid full withdrawal of U.S. from Syria. About 2,000 U.S. troops are there to combat ISIS. In a tweet this morning, President Trump saying the U.S. has helped defeat ISIS in Syria, calling it an only reason for being there, though Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime have long desired to have the U.S. out of that war-torn country. New privacy allegations against the social network.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is introducing a bill today to head off a partial government shutdown at the week's end. It would extend funding for a quarter of the government's departments until February 8th, as most of the government has already been funded through the 2019 fiscal year. A short-term funding bill became possible when President Trump somewhat softened his demand for $5 billion to build a massive border wall. He tweeted this morning, quote, "One way or the other, we will win on the wall." Tornadoes in Washington State? Well, they're very rare, even more rare in the month of December. But the National Weather Service confirms that one touched down in Kitsap County just outside Seattle yesterday, damaging dozens of buildings, power lines brought down. This man says his home was destroyed, and he's now at a shelter.
I see people bringing in water and pizza and chicken and stuff like that, and blankets. You know, that's nice, you know, to see people, you know, caring.
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Trump administration now reversing a policy requiring extensive background checks on adults living with sponsors of migrant children. The Department of Health and Human Services says yesterday that the policy of fingerprinting all adults who live with the sponsors was increasing the time that migrant children were spending in government custody and was not turning up any red flags in most cases anyway. The number of migrant kids in government shelters did rise again this week to a record 14,700. U.S. laws limit the time migrant children can be detained. Authorities are still trying to recover money that spilled out of the back of an armored truck on a New Jersey highway last week. About $300,000 went missing when it fell out of that Brinks armored truck on Route 3 in East Rutherford. Police say several people have voluntarily returned about $100,000 in cash so far. Two plastic bags containing close to $500,000 spilling out onto the highway, causing multiple wrecks as drivers went nuts, jumping out of their vehicles to try to snatch up the money. Keeping money in a case like that is considered theft. And Star Wars creator George Lucas is the wealthiest celebrity in America for 2018, topping the Forbes list this year with a net worth of $5.4 billion. Steven Spielberg is second. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. It's an honor to have you here, sharing a part of your day. And it's an honor to have our next guest. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to him. I think he's been so busy wrapping up his brand new book that we're going to talk about. New international, it is technocracy, I should say, the hard road to world order. He's a leading expert on the elitist trilateral commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. Patrick Wood is with us. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
You got a little bit of the cold stuff, huh? So you've been dealing with that as well? I've had to deal with that a little.
We've had to go around our household. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
It's everywhere.
Well, I understand. Yeah, it is rather pervasive. You know, as long as we can, I'm thinking, okay, it's not the flu. So, the cough stays with you for a long time. I mean, I'm still dealing with the last part of it, and it's been, you know, what, about four, almost 5 weeks now. So, hang in there, we appreciate you coming on to talk about your new book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. In a lot of respects, your book is a needed primer, I would say many of us who have kind of been behind the curve. You've kept an eye on this, and you've been reporting on this, you know, quite regularly on the show, you know, what's been going on with technocracy, and, of course, with the recent revelations of what Facebook has been doing, what they've done in the political process and that. I mean, that's a clear indication of how the noose is being wrapped tighter and tighter around our collective brains, is it not?
Our collective brain is right. That's what they'd like to do, make us have a collective brain so they could all be programmed into, you know, one channel. Mm-hmm. But I have been following and writing about technocracy for a long time. And I personally believe, this is my very strong opinion, until America recognizes the nature and character of technocracy and technocrats,
mm-hmm.
we won't make any progress in stopping them.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're happy to operate out of the deep state in the shadows. They've had their way with us in so many ways until it gets to that tipping point. And some might argue, Patrick, that we're already there.
Well, some will. Until the game is over, it's not over. That's about all I can say about it right now. It does look discouraging in some cases, but, you know, people are resisting. They're beginning to resist this whole idea of massive, ubiquitous surveillance, for instance, and, you know, people watching you all the time and following your every move. They're getting nervous about that, and they should.
Well, it's such a violation, as you write in the book, of what it's all about for us, stated in the Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution. And anything that comes into you know, any kind of form of operation in our government and is going to be utilized of the people, needs to be reconciled with those two documents. If it doesn't, then we need to reject it. The fact of the matter is, you know, these technocrats know that we lean to convenience. So that's like, we're like addicts to convenience. So they throw out a convenient option and we jump all over it without even realizing what we are suspending, including our brains and our liberties.
That's right. Yeah. Convenience plus ignorance is a deadly mixture. And that's exactly what we've seen. You know, the Facebook, for instance, just recently admitted that they will track users, even though location services are turned off on all their apps.
Right.
You say, well, how can they do that? It's supposed to be off. If it's off, it's off. I don't want Facebook to track me. Well, they said, no, that's not true. You know, we have ways to do it, and they do. So mm-hmm. you can go through your smartphone and turn everything off on Facebook you can possibly find, mm-hmm. and they will continue to identify you and deliver up context-sensitive, marketing ads and stuff, depending on where you are and what your interests are and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't shut it off.
Yeah.
So this, spread that across all the different places where you go, whether it's Google or, Twitter or some of the other social media places. They're tracking you all the time, and you can't turn it off.
And what about interconnectivity? What you know, kind of like what they did with with Mike Flynn, what the FBI was able to do. It was not only Mike Flynn. Now you've got other people around, that interconnect with Mike Flynn. They're part of the dragnet, are they not?
Well, that's right. When you're sitting on top of all this data and you have the ability to look across different data sets and stuff to pull information out, there's a very dangerous risk that you will not interpret the information correctly because it'll come at you in a way that's disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening all over society where people are making assumptions based on what they see,
mm-hmm.
but they're not seeing the whole picture.
Right.
And yet when they make when they make a decision on something, it could cost somebody their life life in prison or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, as we're finding out right now, and to your point here, is that, the technocrats understand our worldview, our inclination, as I mentioned earlier, you know, convenience is a big thing, a big part of it. But they also, take advantage of the general goodwill of most Americans. We are now, we're not as suspicious, as we used to be. We need to be more suspicious, and now more than ever, because of the technocracy that is out there. I mean, when we were little kids growing up, we always asked, the number one question was why, right? And somehow when we get to be adults, we don't ask that anymore. We just somehow we think that everybody is pretty benign, that they're all looking out for our best interests. That's what's so shocking about, our politically what's happening in our government is people, they just don't quite believe and understand the deep state, that there would actually be people that would be anti-American and, be living within our country, taking advantage of all the benefits of it and doing everything they can to upend it. In your book, Patrick, you say in the last 50 years or so, you identify that there's been attacks on our Constitution. But I would say in all humility that as soon as the people, our founding fathers got together and wrote up the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, you had antithetical forces immediately saying, hey, we cannot allow this to happen. We've been pushed to the back of the bus and we'll just operate in the shadows here and we'll whittle away at this. And along the way, there have been interruptions, that have challenged, our form of government. And of course, the big thing for them, the big wedge was what happened with Darwin and his book in, the 1850s when that was released, because suddenly, the very basis of our Constitution, as our founding father said, it really was written for a people of religious views and religious health that without religion, the foundations of the Constitution would crumble. And so, we took a big hit. I say we, faith-believing people, people who believed in the American dream, took a big hit when people decided that Darwin gave them a reason to let go of God and to begin to see things according to their own eyes. So now man doesn't matter and I can do as I darn well please. But we'll continue with Patrick Wood after this and talk more about his latest book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's coming about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Your program
And your calls, your opinions, like Bill Martinez, live.
You know, Chestnuts on an Open Fire. Love the song, Hate the Nuts, and I'm a nut guy, I got to tell you. I remember the first time I went to New York, I said, oh, Chestnuts, I got to try them. It's like somebody saying, oh, you know, the first time you go to Hawaii, you got to have some poi. I have to have poi? And then they tell you later on, well, you got to just develop a taste for it, you know, like liver. You haven't had liver. It's not cooked. They haven't cooked it right. It doesn't matter. Liver's liver. Chestnuts roasting. I don't care what kind of open fire or whatever. They taste like chestnuts. They just don't do much for me. Of course, this year we're missing chestnuts in New York because a little bit of a boycott there. And I'm not much of a boycott person, but this I've really had it. And I hope New York gets the idea because we're really disappointed because we love New York at Christmas time. I just think it's such a special time of year, special place to be in. But these knuckleheads, you know, because we love the theater as well, as you know. But these knuckleheads, you know, Patrick, they want to, you know, get all political. I just want to go see a play and be entertained. I don't care about your politics, okay? I do enough of this, you know, Monday through Friday, about 50 weeks a year. I don't need to come to New York and hear, you know, you pontificate about politics. That's not what I paid for. And especially what they're charging us for there on Broadway anymore. It's pretty expensive. And I don't want that kind of indoctrination, frankly, you know? My humble opinion.
The whole thing with technocracy is about indoctrination. It's about brainwashing. Well, and yeah. It's happening all over the planet. It's not just here. It's everywhere. Look at China. China is a technocracy these days. It's a fully engineered society. And they're absolutely steeped on brainwashing their people.
Right.
And I just published an article today, by the way, on persecution of Christians in China. They hate the idea that Christians refuse to be conformed to the state.
Yeah.
And, of course, the biblical mandate to Christians is, like in Romans chapter 12, is be not conformed to this world, right? Yes.
Right.
So they refuse to conform. And
well, yeah, because you're renewing your mind in the mind of Christ.
That's right.
You know, the higher calling, not the lower calling of humanity's idea of how the world should work, right? Like that's right.
This drives the technocrats nuts in China. So they're persecuted. They're ramping up the persecution against Christians to burn the Bibles, to destroy the crosses, to tear down the churches and stuff. And they're arresting pastors over there left and right because they refuse to conform. And it's not that they're openly hostile. They're not trying to take over China, but the technocrats hate it because they resist the brainwashing, and this is what happens. And
exactly. This
is what's happening increasingly in America as well. If you resist the brainwashing that they want to give to you, you're targeted, and you're going to be, one way or another, you're going to be persecuted and manipulated until you conform.
Yeah.
Now, of course, in China's case, it's interesting. The more they persecute the church, the larger the church gets. there's people coming to faith in China in record numbers today because of the persecution that the Chinese government is putting on the Christian church. So,
and no surprise, because that's been the history. I mean, look what's happened. Every time the church has been persecuted, it just takes off. And what happens is you have people, you know, Patrick, when you have people that are that convicted to choose God over man, I mean, something has happened to them psychologically. I mean, we talk about the renewing of their minds, but something so deep that in many cases, I mean, you've got martyrs there. You've got people being killed because of their faith in Christ. Merry Christmas, by the way. And here we are, you know, by comparison. But here in America, you know, the plan, it's still the plan. Whether it's in China, whether it's here, whether Iran, Iraq, I mean, go around. It is there because you have man wanting to see things according to their own eyes. I like what you wrote here in reminding us of, you know, your book is such a primer. Again, it reminds us because you take us through the process and remind us of, you know, what's important. I mean, you know, I often say that if you don't know what it is you're missing and what the intent was, well, then you really, well, first of all, you're not going to miss it. And then later on, you're going to end up regretting going, shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'd have been so, you know, so better off had I done it the other way, had I known the facts. But, you know, I think in some cases that statement of ignorance of the law and the law of God and God's nature, is no excuse. I mean, there's plenty of evidence out there, but it's up to us. But, in the preface, you quote Daniel Webster from 1837 here, and I think this is where we are right now. He says, I fear that they may place too implicit a confidence in their public servants and fail properly to scrutinize their conduct, that in this way they may be made the dupes of designing men and become the instruments of their own undoing. Make them intelligent and they will be vigilant. Give them the means of detecting the wrong and they will apply the remedy. To your point, they don't want the remedy because they've got it all figured out, right?
Well, that's right. And you know, that statement is basically our last hope in America. If it's possible to inform enough people about what, you know, how the world really works today, they may well and probably will apply a remedy to put a stop to it somehow. But right now, that doesn't look too awful. And, you know, people like you and I are doing what we can.
Right. Well, this is why they're fighting against Trump so much, because Trump said in his inauguration speech, which, oh, by the way, the deep state and the politicos of the Beltway said it was a dark speech. And I think the reason they saw it as a dark speech and heard it as a dark speech, because unlike Barack Obama, who announced the fundamental transformation of our country, fundamental to what, I still don't know. But it wasn't anything that I think had any semblance or association with the U.S. Constitution. But Donald Trump says, today I'm returning the government back in the rightful hands of we the people. You remember that when he said
yes,
that?
Yes, I do.
That was profound. And, you know, for the people of Main Street America, everyday citizens, Patrick, we got that. We heard it. Now what we have to do is, because of the forces that have been antithetical to everything but we the people. See, our Constitution and Declaration of Independence puts we the people in the position of authority. But we have relegated that authority to the elites. And this is why we've got the messed up country that we have right now, that we can't even secure a border. And we want to have, these long lasting debates about a wall or what you define as a wall. It's like, I don't care what you call it. We've got people storming our borders, coming in here, killing our citizens, taking the jobs away from the people here in America. And the number one job of the President of the United States is national security. So get behind him and help him out. I get it. You don't like him. Okay, no big whoop. But look at his policies, look what he's trying to do, and especially in light of what your book, again, reminds everybody, what you've been yelling from the rafters about, is this technocratic movement that has been enveloping our country.
That's right. We don't, and as Americans, we don't need to agree. In fact, we'll never agree on everything across the political spectrum in America. But we do need to get back to the point where we realize that a nation is a nation of people based on certain principles, and basically it's borders, language, and culture. That's it.
Yes.
And we need to face that. You know, I'm all for visiting, you know, having different ethnic communities and stuff around. That's really a cool thing, in my opinion.
Exactly.
But when people refuse to assimilate, when they insist on using the tools of our generosity against us,
yes,
to destroy us and cause us harm, we have to say no.
Right.
This is America. This is not the way we play in America. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or liberal or progressive or conservative or libertarian. It's an American issue, not a political dogmatic issue.
Yeah, without a doubt. More information on your book. Where can they go? We got 10 seconds here, Patrick.
Amazon.com for sure has all my books, and so does technocracy.news.
Patrick Wood, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is the Pentagon has announced it's planning a rapid full withdrawal of U.S. ground forces from Syria. About 2,000 U.S. troops are there to combat ISIS. In a tweet this morning, President Trump saying the U.S. has helped defeat ISIS in Syria, calling it an only reason for being there, though Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime have long desired to have the U.S. out of that war-torn country. New privacy allegations against the social network.
Facebook reportedly gave companies like Netflix, Spotify, and others access to users' data without the users even knowing it. That's according to the New York Times, which looked over internal documents that show a number of companies had access to things like private messages. Facebook not only turned over its users' data to companies like Microsoft, but also data from their friends.
That's our Wendy King, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Christmas time is here, and happiness and cheer, fun for all that children call their favorite time of
year. Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Well, according to the Fall 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report, a semi-annual study that explores the concerns, aspirations, and perspectives of 1,000 small business owners across the country, entrepreneurs expect to end 2018 on a high note, with most anticipating year-over-year revenue growth, and many indicating plans to hire and expand in 2019. And here to tell us more about it is Sharon Miller, head of small business with Bank of America. Sharon, always good to be hearing from you. How you doing?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is exciting. Another great report here, a survey of small businesses says things are quite bright, finishing 2018 on a high note, 2019 forecasting very positive right now, right?
It is. In fact, 80% of our business owners surveyed said they're confident that their year-end revenue would exceed 2017. So this is very, very positive for the economy. And what we find is the economy remains very strong as revenue expectations, growth plans, expansion plans, all of that came back positive and, in fact, a three-year high.
Wow, that's incredible. As far as expectations, I think we gave an idea that it looks pretty good for entrepreneurs, right? They're pretty excited.
Are. And so it is very, very optimistic, and the expectations are strong, and it does bode well for going into 2019. And what we also found were that there were still some concerns out there. I mean, it's not all positive, but we certainly, you know, you're always going to have to balance that with what's on your mind and how are you concerned. And the number one reason business owners told us that they're, you know, a little uncertain around some economic issues, one was around healthcare costs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every time we survey small business owners, and I know you and I talk each time the survey comes out, we find that healthcare issues are the number one issue that small business owners are worried about. That's keeping them up at night. Mm-hmm. The cost, the regulations, how do I make sure that I have it available so I can be competitive and relevant in today's job market? And the second one is around corporate taxes. So we found that people are still concerned. Small business owners are concerned around that. However, this is a new low as far as where the concern lies. 37% told us they're concerned over corporate taxes, and that's down from 51% in the fall of 2017.
Well, that seems positive, even though that is a concern, but at least getting down there, maybe that tells us that they're getting more of a handle on it. What is their concern about trade policy?
You know, we found 43% identified U.S. trade policy as a concern of their business. And so, you know, we do find that it is a concern. We hear it in the news. We know that it's an ongoing discussion and debate. And it does impact small business owners, especially those that are, you know, doing business more globally and internationally. So we want to make sure that as we are helping guiding our small business clients, that we're here for them to help them work around what's happening in the economy, because really what they can control is their business and their business plan and whether they want to hire. And so how can we help them be more relevant? So, for example, perhaps providing retirement plans or health care plans for people that are coming to work for their company so that they can attract and retain the right employees.
Exactly. Well, you know, speaking of employees, we have a situation where employees are looking to upgrade. And so a lot of competition now for employees, right?
There's a lot of competition. And so when we're thinking about expanding or growing a business, and that's what most small business owners told us, it's about people. I mean, most of the time, yes, it might be about buying another location, but if you're going to open a new location, you're going to need people to staff it. And so the plans to hire and apply for loans hit multi-year highs as far as our survey is concerned. And so when you're thinking about hiring, you've got to be thinking about why is your company the best one to come to work for. And so many entrepreneurs are telling us that what from employees and their top talent and why they're staying is because they feel they're making a difference to that business. And when you have 100 or less employees, you're going to be able to have a lot more impact in that business, in the local community, than when you're in a global company of 200,000. So entrepreneurs are starting to press that advantage and really market that as a positive. Many are also giving them flex time or flex work arrangements, and that's attractive for prospective employees coming into work.
Well, I got to tell you, Sharon, I'm glad you point out the fact that employees want to know they're making a difference, and especially in a local community. And this is why it's so key for entrepreneurs to make sure that they're out there, you know, beating the drum of the company's mission and their value to the community, right?
That's right. I mean, it's the value to the economy. I mean, that's a Bank of America deal. We operate in 90 local markets because we know that business is local.
Yes.
And that we want to serve our local communities. And certainly we have the strength of a national franchise, but how we operate under Brian Moynihan is under 90 local markets. And so that's what makes it powerful. And so we're mimicking what entrepreneurs are doing because we want to be there and relevant. And so some of the other advantages of small business employment, not just making a difference in the local economy, but also more collaborative environment, less bureaucracy. I mean, 61% said, I went to work there because it's less bureaucratic than corporate America. So
exactly.
These are all great reasons and unique advantages that business the small business can provide.
Right. Well, and I understand, and this makes sense, entrepreneurs are pretty bullish about entrepreneurship, aren't they? I mean, they're almost becoming evangelists because they know what it means to be the captain of their own ships. And here in America, boy, I'll tell you, the opportunity is very rich, and especially right now with what is happening in our economy and the business environment, right?
Absolutely. I mean, the number one reason people go into business, I mean, you know, when you sit down and talk to business owners, many times it's I want to be my own boss. I mm-hmm. want to be able to, you know, handle my own, you know, destiny, to control my own destiny, to really make a difference and be able to go with my passion. And so, yes, I mean, the spirit of entrepreneurial, it's contagious. It's can do. I can do anything. And so that spirit is just very, very strong right now across the United States. 29 million small businesses across the United States. I mean, wow. this is the heartbeat of America.
Exactly. Well, and we understand holiday perks are going to abound. We're not, you know, in the realm of the Grinch
holiday
of Christmas.
Spirit.
Right? Yeah, exactly. So the holiday spirit is being spread. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, some of our small business owners says we're going to close the office, which is always nice, perhaps for the week. And in fact, 83% of our small business owners said we're going to offer some type of perk. So closing the office was one of the biggest, offering flexible hours, bonuses, holiday parties. So there's definitely cheer and merry out there across small business owners in the United States.
And of course, Christmas bonuses, you know, we always kind of tease around here about Christmas bonuses, but they're meaningful full of time of the season, and this gives that extra, you know, kind of connection with the business, doesn't it, every year?
It does, and it's you can give back to perhaps you're, you know, buying more presents, but giving back to the community, going to more dinners. So this all fuels the local economies too, and business. So as more money is going into, you know, paying employees and giving them perks, it's being spread within the community. So that's something. The other thing that small business owners had were charitable plans for the holiday season.
Right.
So 62% said they were going to give back this season to the community. So whether it's a charity or nonprofit, giving employees time off to volunteer, that's always a great one. At Bank of America, we have time off to go volunteer. We've had this as a benefit since I've been working at the company 23 years ago. And it is a fantastic way to connect with our local communities and give back, because we are so blessed. And this time of year is a way to show it.
Exactly. Well, Sharon, as we wrap things up, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
You can go to bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness, and there's a lot of information there, including this report, or if you're an entrepreneur just getting started or a very established business, there's all sorts of tools and information there available.
Sharon Miller, head of small business with Bank of America, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, huh?
Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Just in time for the holiday season, Amazon announced the Best of Prime 2018, celebrating Prime members' favorites of the past year. The most popular product was the Fire TV Stick with Alexa voice remote among U.S. members. Justin Timberlake was the most streamed artist worldwide on Prime Music. And Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan starring John Krasinski, as well as Homecoming starring Julia Roberts, were the most binge shows on Prime Video. According to Amazon spokesperson Julie Law, fast delivery defined the year.
Throughout the past year, Prime members enjoyed ultra-fast delivery speeds, sometimes as quickly as 9 minutes with Prime Now. And around the world, Prime members ordered more than 2 billion products with one-day delivery or faster.
Best of Prime highlights how members in 17 countries enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment from Amazon. To see all of Prime members' favorites, visit amazon.com/bestofprime. And new members can sign up for a free 30-day trial at amazon.com/prime.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and it is time for the amazing one. We have the amazing Kreskin back with us. Whenever we get a chat, I always love talking with Kreskin, because no matter what it is that you and I talk about, I just feel better talking to you. You know that? I want you to know that, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much for saying that. I've been very blessed. And by the way, Bill, when we have about 6 minutes left, please alert me because I have an announcement to make that you're amongst the first to hear this, and okay. I'm extraordinarily excited about trying to keep calm, which is, you know, for a person who drinks heavily. I don't drink heavily. I don't drink at all. By the way, Bill, and that's the other thing I'm going to say, if we can't laugh at ourselves in this day and age, we're in damn trouble. That's all I'm going to say.
That's the problem. We've got too much attitude flying around. You know, we got to lighten up, and after all, it's the season, isn't it?
Well, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld will not do, and I've done over 1,000 universities in this country and Canada. Yeah. He will not do university anymore. Could you ever believe that it would have ever happened?
No.
The universities will now edit what a comedian can joke about. Edit? When I was a kid, I saw in the news on the weekends in the movie theaters, I saw pictures of scenes of Bob Hope sitting next to Franklin Delano Roosevelt during a war, and Roosevelt's laughing because Hope was mocking everything you could think of being, and the service people loved. If we can't laugh at ourselves, we're in serious, and I mean that. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's why we're so uptight. I mean, it's like what somebody hijacked the campuses of our university and said they're no longer it's a no laugh zone. You can't laugh. You can't have humor. I mean, come on. I mean, look at we're losing out so much. We're too uptight. Back, you know, when you and I were growing up, I mean, that was the whole deal. Everybody was too uptight, right? And so who would have thought it would cycle back and it would be the young kids that are just so stressed out and uptight?
Well, now you said something, Bill, very significant that I've been discussing in conferences lately, and some people, some sociologists have told me and said, Kreskin, you need to pursue this more strongly. The public doesn't quite grasp about five, six months ago. Mm-hmm. Young people, I'm talking about people late high school age or college age, are not going to be dating as much anymore. They're not going to be going, oh, they might be going to some noisy thing where everybody's screaming and shouting and everything. But they're not going to be dating because there's unconscious nervousness. After all, how can people feel? And I'm against a sexual abuse or anything like that.
Right.
But when you hear people suing individuals that they remembered something that happened 23 years ago, as students, they can't be stupid about this. Worry, well, gee, if I put my hand on someone, sure, if I do this and so forth.
Right.
And we do make mistakes as young people, but we learn from it. Now we're having to live with the fact, as many executives have said to me, as many have said to me, the reason, in fact, one company will no longer hear what I'm about to say, and since I dated the gal that said the lawyer that told me this, because I dated her before they were married, and he said it's going worldwide. Any private conference, individual to individuals that they have from now on, there will always be an attorney present. Can you imagine?
Oh, I can imagine it, and I don't blame people for being on guard. In fact,
I don't either.
Yeah, we've been visiting with
that commentary.
Oh, it really is. And right now, just you know what you're touching on, without getting too heavy, because I brought you on so that we could chuckle and laugh and think about some things here. But Dr. Warren Farrell has written, I think, one of the books of the season called The Boy Crisis, and he reinforces what you're talking about, the lack of dating, interaction, young men getting married later, women getting married later, the confusion of the sexes right now.
Getting married.
It's a total mess.
He's a very wise, a very brilliant writer.
Yes.
He really has gotten some very, very important messages across. And by the way, the sad thing, and then we'll go on from there, is that one thing that's happening with a lot of young people is that there's a sense of loneliness.
Yes.
I've said this to you many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You show me a person who has 200 friends on the internet, I'll show you a lonely person.
Right.
Friendship is a bond between living people. You understand? You don't understand. So
face to face. Exactly. Well, this is why the next time I'm in New York, you and I are getting together over a drink, cup of coffee, or something, buddy. We got to be together here.
Hey, go
ahead.
A gal, I'm not a drinker, but she's unfortunately no longer with us. But I took her around on some of the tours, but we love a drink called a White Zinfandel. Now, a lot of people who drink don't like it because it's too mild, but I rediscovered it a few months ago. Maybe I'll have a drink once every 2 or 3 weeks, but it's a very mild thing. And
it's a good social drink. That's a good social drink. Exactly.
But a lot of people who like liquor say that it's not strong enough. It's over that. Yeah. But you know, it's I was at I had a performance recently at an Italian event, and my family's originally from Sicily. My mother's side of the family.
Okay, I got to give you a warning. We're coming to 6 minutes, just so you know. Okay, so go ahead.
So real quick. Had a special cocktail that I drank it, and I drank it like it was a glass of water. Dumb me. My God, you had to take care of me. I don't drink heavily. But they laughed because I survived. Listen, I got to tell you this. I'm very excited about this, and I thank all the people in Florida and around and all over the country, and people have sent emails from England and everywhere else. And I thank you for your support. I can't answer you folks all, but I read every message that's been sent me. And the reason I've been getting these messages is that we announced and it has gotten onto the internet and so forth. And I'm excited to announce that a new motion picture is going to begin production on the life of yours truly.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's going to be great.
And the gentleman who's writing the script is Patrick Coppola. But you know, I've got to tell you something, Bill. It's something I wasn't seeking. I was looking for. I'm just so overwhelmed, and it's exciting. It's all I can. I don't want to.
Well, we can't wait for that. That's going to be great. Kreskin, 2019. What do you see? What do you see in the coming year?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I see a certain character on radio who will be more lively than ever. I don't want to mention his name because he'll hang up on me right now. But I have to tell you this because you are a spirit of the great history of radio where there's a life to it. And I don't mean necessarily by language or coarse language. You have a spirit in the way you speak. And that I feel is a gift There are people who had it through the years in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
One was Arthur Godfrey, who just in the minutes he spoke, he felt, and Steve Allen wanted me to do his life story before he died. He said, "Be a forgotten giant." But you have a great spirit, and it comes. I feel a bond with you within 4 or 5 seconds after you call. Even if I'm going to disagree with you, I said, "No, I'm kidding you."
Yeah.
You're very special.
Well, that's very kind. That's very kind.
By the way, I want to get some tips to people traveling because as I've said the last time I talked to you at the airline, I've flown a little over 3.5 million miles, over 3.5 million. But I want to give a tip, and people, they'll ask, lately some to travel people have called me and said, "Question, what do you advise on travel? You've traveled the world, you've been in the Middle East, you've been in Japan and England and so forth, and on I could go." I want to give you a tip, folks, because traveling today has become somewhat expensive, and this is not knocking the travel industry. But do yourself a favor, because some of the travel is controversial, some has become stressful and what have you, and I don't want to mention countries where it is, where if you go into a hospital and you want to visit your husband, you have to pay $1,000 to go into the hospital to see your husband, who may be, and this is, by the way, not singular experiences, scores and scores. My advice to you folks is this: find someone you know and just talk to them and say, "Tell me about your travel and what was special about any place that you want to recommend to me that you went to." Mm-hmm. Hear what they say in their own words as a friend or an acquaintance. You might get more advice than reading all the paperwork you can. I mean that. And by the way, I have let notes for people that say I did exactly that. And after this person explained why they liked it, why they like going to homes and visiting people at homes. And so there's no harm in at least getting another opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And another thing I got to tell you about.
Okay, real quick. We only got about a minute and a half, Kreskin, and I wanted to get some of these predictions that you're.
Let me tell you this.
Okay.
Let me tell you one other thing. It's only going to be a few years before California almost completely loses the middle class. The middle class, because it's all becoming the lower class climate, and the wealth they're going to be paying for all the people who in San Francisco, you can now defecate, on the
it's a mess,
without,
total
but,
mess.
But Hollywood is going to continue to disappear. I understand, and I've been asked about this because the last Academy Awards was a very low rating.
Mm.
Yes. The people are leaving, the actors and actresses are leaving, finding that there's places to make movies in other parts of the United States and also in India and other areas that are less expensive and less controversial at this point. And
right.
We talked about controversy and people's opinion. Jesus, you're there to make good movies, if you understand what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Political situations, and you know what I'm hitting at, but I don't want to go into right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to say the upcoming Academy Awards are going to be lower ratings, but this I want to mention to all. What do we have? 2 minutes left. So
no, we have less than that. We have less than a minute.
I want to mention all the people listening in. Listen, yes, I'd like to see a cleanup in our system of government, whether it's state government, national government. I think it could do I think it would be a very good thing to do.
Well, we got
to
leave it right there. The amazing Kreskin, the world's
Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas. You got it. Happy New Year, amazing Kreskin. You are awesome.
I always say, before we talk again, not goodbye, just to be continued. Take care.
Amen. You got it. You too, buddy.
Thanks.
Take care.
Thanks.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology